Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
And Frodo Zane, Bobby Glenn James, and Ryan Pilkington. Biz for Good.
Welcome to episode 3, Biz for Good show. I'm your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with Ryan Pilkington. And we are so excited to have our folks here, our listeners. This is our third episode, so by now we probably have 3 or 4 people listening. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in a year from now, we'll have millions or hundreds of thousands or at least 7 or 8.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So we're excited about getting the podcast going. Me and Ryan were just talking that... Ryan said, "Hey, Bobby, let's do a podcast." And I said, "Yeah, sure." And then he didn't hear from me for a few days. And he's like, "I wonder if Bobby really wants to do a podcast." And then he comes to my office, and I got all this podcast equipment and soundproofed the room. And he's like, "Oh, I guess Bobby's serious. He wants to do this."
I think he's on board.
So we are 100% doing this thing. We're going to see what happens.
Social experiment.
So we're excited. We love our listeners, and we... We just want to get out there and get Business for Good going.
Yeah, so again, we shoot from the hip here, so just have fun and enjoy the ride. Definitely educating people with businesses and having fun and interviewing amazing people doing good. You can find us at bizforgoodshow.com, hashtag be good, do good, and Instagram, bizforgoodshow, Twitter. We're on Twitter and Facebook, and you can go to bizforgoodshow.com to find all the links for all our shows and episodes.
Awesome! Okay, let's...
Topic of the day. Now we'll be talking with Tyler Patterson, who has built Ever Accountability.
Ever Accountable.
And he'll be talking about that and where you can find the app to download that. It's about pornography and how to be accountable, keeping yourself accountable.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. We're going to get all into that. It's a pretty powerful movement that he's created.
Awesome.
Oh, all right. Ryan, I am so excited for our guest today.
Super excited.
Tyler is an amazing guy doing some really powerful stuff. When we talk about Biz for Good, Tyler's name should be up at the top.
Top of the top.
There's an epidemic out there. We hear about it. We hear about people talking about it a lot. Pornography is a bad thing. It's just bad. And it's almost everywhere now. And you can get it everywhere with the internet. It's so easy and simple. And there's big business now in trying to keep people away from pornography. There's tons of filtering and all kinds of stuff to keep you away from pornography. But it's still a problem. A big problem. And Tyler, we are grateful to have you here to talk about that kind of what you're doing, this passion that you have to kind of connect with that. So Tyler Patterson has been a programming computers since you were 13?
Yeah, that's right. I love it.
13, you have a degree in computer engineering. So that means you have that engineering mind that you can figure things out and troubleshoot and all that good stuff.
Yep. I hope so.
You're passionate about building things that matter?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let's just throw into it.
Yeah,
Tyler has created a company called Ever Accountable. And I love, you know me, I talk about accountability all the time. In my book, The Eight Wisdoms, the last piece of The Eight Wisdoms is accountability. Without accountability, none of the other wisdoms work.
Oh, yeah. It's a timeless principle. Accountability is... I just think when we are accountable to somebody else, our performance improves in a lot of ways.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan's here to keep us on track.
Yep,
Thank you, Ryan.
So just relax. Breathe deep. We're talking about...
Accountability.
Oh, very good.
Man, I can go build a computer program all day, but talking about it is sometimes a little bit more difficult. Grateful you guys are here.
No problem. Accountability.
So,
accountability right there.
Because accountability is so important, I know that's... Let's just kind of talk about whatever accountable is and why it's what it is. So there's tons of pornography filters out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of stuff that people can use to try and keep away from pornography that everybody can get around. I mean, it's not hard to get around filtering. I mean, kids are smart. Even husbands are smart. Wives are smart.
Yeah,
I mean, people are
the
smart
thing,
now.
The
technology
thing with filtering is it tries to block you from going to a certain website. And with little kids, they don't know where they're not supposed to go. So it is a great protection there that keeps them from inadvertently stumbling on something they shouldn't see. Mm-hmm. But for someone who's older who knows they're susceptible, a filter might not be as effective because you know how to get around it. You can word your search a certain way.
And that is where accountability comes in.
Yeah.
Where it makes a difference. So kind of explain to us how Ever Accountable works. Kind of give us the lowdown. What is this? We keep talking accountability. Why is that important in your company?
Right. So Ever Accountable, it's an app you put on your smartphone or your computer, and it doesn't block anything. Instead, it just records the websites you go to and sends a report once a week to a spouse or a friend or your parent, and it tells what you've been doing. And so the fact that it doesn't...
Everything,
yeah. It automatically will flag if it sees, like, a blacklisted website, something that's clearly pornography, or if it has bad words in there. But it's not blocking you from going there. And that's cool because, sometimes the flagging isn't perfect, right? It might think something's pornography that's really not, or maybe...
Yeah, it was like if you stumble, you're going and you go to, like, lingerie, would that say, uh-oh?
Yeah, it would flag it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for one guy, he's going to look at for something for his wife, that might be fine. But for a 14-year-old kid, that might not be fine.
True.
And so we leave that final decision in the hands of the accountability
partner.
To the person.
Yeah.
To the person.
And they can talk about it. Like, hey, is this the kind of thing you want to be going to?
It's cool, too, because it means that the husband or spouse or whoever isn't kind of taking this on alone, and the other person feels a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're a part of the decision-making process with the person that has the issues.
Yep.
Right? I love that we're getting it together.
Yeah. And that those conversations are really valuable. Plus, it just holding yourself accountable to someone else builds trust. I had one wife of one of my customers, she said that every time she gets her report, it's like a love letter from her husband because it proves that he has been honoring her that week, her and her kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice.
And it opens a dialogue for the relationship.
Oh.
Because sometimes it's an elephant in the room or it's very hurtful for the other person. And this way, they can talk about it openly, right? They can be like, okay, you did this, now let's move on, let's, you know. And now that you haven't done this, I can go, wow, you know, you're really, you know, like you say, she said, you know, honoring.
And you're a part of the, I love it, I still love it that they're a part of the situation. Instead of a filter that's kind of taking it care of it or trying to do it on your own, and you don't really know if your loved one is trying to get around it or what have you. And, you know, we've talked about incognito mode where you can put your browser where it doesn't hold anything. And usually it can't be seen by things. But your product actually does see incognito
mode. Yeah, we monitor incognito mode. And the cool thing about that is just when somebody, they're either trying to prevent themselves from ever having a problem, like putting protection in place, or if they have had a problem with pornography in the past, they know that loophole's just, it's not there. It's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool thing about being accountable. Another cool thing about it is if you ever have the impulse to go do something that you know you shouldn't, you stop and think, whoa, do I really want to do I really want to have to explain myself here? Right. No, I don't. Why don't I go do something productive, something cool with my life rather than wasting my time? And
there's actual consequences. If you can get around something and you know there's no consequences, then you...
Well, there's always consequences.
Well, yeah.
But it brings them to the front of your mind.
Yeah, you don't realize the consequences until it's too late and you're getting divorced or what have you.
Right.
I've seen, personally in my life, I've had friends, I've known folks that have ruined their marriages, ruined their family lives with pornography. I mean, flat
it
out done.
It happens way too much. And even if it doesn't ruin it, it's, I think pornography just saps the will out of people. It takes out the
love, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no love.
It makes you view women as objects, and it's crummy in all sorts of ways. I know there's people who would disagree with me on that. And those people aren't, honestly, they're not my customers. Right. So my customers are the people who care, who have decided they don't want pornography, and they're going to do something about it.
Yeah.
Can we dive into some statistics? Do you have any statistics on top of your head with pornography, just so that your listeners know how severe we're looking at this? I mean, I have some statistics in my head.
Yeah, there's some, like, kids are typically exposed, I think they say, by, like, 9 years old. Kids are typically exposed to pornography for the first time.
Wow.
80%. This is a common statistic you hear, and it's been backed up multiple times. Like 80% of college age guys view pornography regularly, and among women, it's now up to about 30% and growing.
Wow.
The porn industry is pushing pornography on women more. That's where they want to grow because they've already got all the guys.
Right.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
So you have increased marital distress, risk of separation, divorce.
Yeah.
Devotion, devaluation of monogamy, marriage, and children rearing. So this is a serious problem.
Yeah.
It's a disease.
And you know, a lot of people, they try and make it seem like pornography, everybody does it. And in many cases, that's got some truth to it, or at least a lot of people, but they make it seem like it's normal and everybody's okay with it, and they're not. We did a study and we found that of American guys in this age range, half of them who view pornography have tried at some point to cut back or quit.
So because they felt that it was not good.
Yeah, the biggest reason they gave was that they didn't like the way they made it made them feel afterward, especially spiritually.
Uh-huh.
So
wow.
So there are people who, a lot of people who realize at least at some level this is a problem.
So this is a great app to protect the ones we love and to be accountable for ourselves, to move past this problem and addiction. I think with alcoholism, the first step is recognizing you have a problem, and then you have to have an accountability and go to the meetings and right. And
mm-hmm.
So this app is amazing.
In everything that works, it seems like there is always an accountability partner. Even in business, we talk about business all the time, and if you don't have an advisory board or some folks there that can kind of hold your... I have a couple mentors that hold my feet over the fire all the time.
That's great.
And they're like, hey, Bobby, did you do this, this, and this? Are you taking that on? And you know what? I move 20 times further when I have an accountability partner that holds me to what I'm doing. I love your product. I think it's doing something different for an issue that we're bombarded with, we hear about all the time, but I really believe this is a real, I don't want to say fix, but definitely a real solution that can assist a lot of people.
Thanks.
How many devices do you have it installed on?
So it's running right now on over 10,000 devices for over 6,400 people. Those are active customers who are using it right now.
Awesome.
And most of those are guys, but there's a good number of women too, and parents who are using it. Primarily parents of teenage kids who want to show their kids, hey, I'm going to give you freedom to make your choices, but I still want to help you and protect you, so mm-hmm. I'm going to hold you accountable for now. I think accountability is great for kids who are trying to learn how to make decisions.
Oh, that is awesome.
And so you don't want to force them or try to, and with teenagers it probably isn't going to work anyway. But still,
I don't know, we give it our best shot. My kids, unfortunately, are as passionate as me and my wife and pretty powerful, so it's quite the battle in my home. It's good stuff, though. Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
we found that when someone installs this on their device, 89% of pornography use disappears immediately. And for a lot of people, it goes to zero, like immediately, just because you know someone's watching. You're not going to go there if someone's watching.
Wow.
And if you do go there, you're going to have a conversation about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Walk us through the app for our listeners, what they do, where they can find it, and then once they install it, what do they do?
Yeah, so you go to, if you have an Android device, just go to Google Play, search for Accountability. We're usually the top search result, and then you install it on your phone. You put in, everyone gets a 14-day free trial, no credit card needed.
You have a free option.
Yeah, for 14 days, you don't need to put in a credit card number. You just put in who your accountability partner is, or as many as
and
you want.
What, how do you do that? With an email?
Yeah,
put in their email address,
and it sends them an invitation. And
do they have to install the app as well?
No, it just sends your report to their email address, so they don't need the app.
Is it a daily report?
It's weekly, but they can log in at any time.
Oh, the person, the accountability partner, can log in?
Yeah. Yeah, when we send them the report, we include a link that they set up. They set up their little account. They can.
Oh wow! So at any time they can go in. That's cool. But but then once a week, so they don't get bombarded all the time.
Right.
They get a full on account of what's going on.
Yeah.
And
they can
probably
set up an alert.
Just shows flags or something, and then the rest of it is just kind of if you want to meander through or what have you.
Yeah, and we recommend that because just to get a feel for what they've been doing, or if they've been dabbling in gray areas, you know, if it's somebody who struggles with that.
Right.
Help stop before it becomes.
What about
a problem.
Texting and stuff? Does that have anything? Do you see text?
It reports. Yeah, it reports
really?
That if you want it to. By default, that's shut off.
But you can.
You can turn it
off.
Because
I've heard of people that have started doing. They couldn't get their fix doing pornography or whatever, and they started doing texting.
Right. Yeah.
Sexting or something like that.
Yeah. It doesn't report full transcripts yet. We're working on that, but it'll report. It just randomly takes messages and reports that, so you get a feel for what they've been doing.
I can see that there's people out there that are going to go, oh, man, this is too obtrusive. There's no way. I don't want my spouse to know everything I'm doing. Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. And unfortunately, that's kind of sad because in a relationship, I've been married 20 years. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy 20 years. My wife has had to put up with me 20 years, and I'm a little hard to put up with. I'll be the first to admit it. And what do they call it? Not brutal honesty, but complete honesty. Or it's always open and talking about what we're doing and never hiding anything. Not hiding money. You know, some people make different accounts for money. In a really good relationship, I think it is super important to have that ubiquitous communication of everything that's going on in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah, that transparency, absolutely. That and this kind of does that. And if you, I would suggest if you're out there going, oh, I don't want my spouse to see that much about me, then you need to maybe think about that, because that's the person that you got married to, that you love more than anything in the world. You should want to share everything on earth. And maybe this app is an opportunity to go, oh, cool, you were looking at this week, and I saw that, you know, you're doing... Now, it might come into a problem when you're buying her a Christmas present or a birthday present, but I just love it. I just love it.
Yeah, I love the principle of accountability. It's so powerful, and... The app, you know, we try to just utilize that principle of accountability as best as we can.
And parents out there with their children struggling to figure out what to do with problems or maybe prevent it, it actually opens up a conversation. I believe it would. Like, hey, son or daughter, we have this app we'd like to put on your phone, and you know, we want to protect you from things just in case you stumble across wrong things. Or I don't know what your views on that, or you know, prevention for children and parents.
Oh yeah, I think prevention's a huge part of this, because the app doesn't get in your way. It doesn't block you from going anywhere. But like for me, that was part of why I started this in the first place, was because I'm human. I know this. I need to put protection in place. Otherwise, I'm on my computer all the time, and you know, willpower alone is not a very good plan.
This question, I'm not sure, it wasn't part of our notes or anything, but there's a lot of internet surfing on phones now. The app works with whether you're on a physical computer, the tab. You said you have multiple devices, so.
Yeah, so right now it works on Android devices, phones and tablets. It works on Windows computers. We're working on support for Mac computers. We don't have that done quite yet. We have a solution for iPhones and iPads. Honestly, it's not as good as on Android, because those devices are very restricted. So you have to install the separate web browser on an iPhone or an iPad. And yeah, we'll hold you accountable when you use that web browser, and we'll walk you through setting up restrictions to block other web browsers. I really don't like blocking people. Or trying to find a way to monitor an iPhone without putting any restrictions on there. We're not there yet.
Yeah, definitely. It's a
work in progress.
Which
leads me to, you know, I love your product, and I just want to know, this is for business people. We got people listening that want to start their own businesses and stuff like that. How did you do this? I know you've been playing with computers since you were 13. How did you start this company? I mean, how did you get 10,000 people or 10,000 devices, 6,400 people to start using this product? And where did that come from? What's the brainchild? How did you start it?
Well, so I finished college, and I was looking. I wanted to do something, start a business of some sort, and had a long list of ideas. I try and write down every time I have an idea that's good or bad. And most of them are bad, but this was on the list.
I think we're all guilty of that one.
Yep.
And so there were. I tried protecting myself with an internet filter, and it just was a bad solution for me. And there were apps like this out there already, but most of them just didn't work very well. And I thought, I can do better than that. Since there were already apps, I knew there must be a market for it. So nights and weekends, I started working on building Ever Accountable myself.
So you had a day job.
Yeah.
You had a day job, but you were doing this on the side.
Yeah.
Love it. Guys, you need to listen to that. We have so many entrepreneurs that start out, and they don't just quit their day job to create Facebook.
Nope. It took me a year and a half. It would have gone a lot faster if I had quit my day job, but I did not want to risk that.
Right.
Some businesses will go into major, 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 major debt, trying to get invested.
Yeah, no debt. It cost, the most expensive thing to set this all up was probably, well, my time, and then hiring a lawyer to just double check everything. But it probably cost me less than $1,000 in actual money to build the first version of Ever Accountable, because I did it all myself.
Bootstrap. Wow. Smart.
Bootstrap. Yeah, everybody thinks, oh man, I gotta have money. You gotta have money to make money. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not true.
But it took a lot of time.
Now, I will say it does take
more time than I thought it would take. Just to build the app took more time. And then all the little details, you have to go set up an LLC, and I don't know. It all took a lot more time than I thought, but we put the app out there, and about 2 years ago, so that was in 2014, that mm-hmm. the first version went live, and then a couple of years later, it was finally making enough that I told my wife, hey, we've been putting aside the money. If I quit my day job now, and we sort of live on the savings / hope that Ever Accountable keeps growing at the rate it has been growing, then the revenue from the business should catch up to what we need to survive before the savings runs out, and and I didn't want to push her to do that because it was scary. She's actually the one that said, you know what, I think it's time. I think it's time to do this. And boy, I was all on board for that.
So now it is your 100% focus.
Yeah, for the last 2.5 years it has been.
That is awesome.
It's been so much fun. I get to learn all sorts of things that I have no idea what I'm doing. But
so you're continually learning.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Wow. Always learning. Wow. Guess what, people? You don't quit. You don't quit learning. And if you want to learn a lot, start a business.
Yeah, serious.
And if you want to learn more, fail at a few of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to stumble along the way, and that's normal, and expect to fail.
Yeah, and if you don't have your house on the line and your whole everything on the line, then failing isn't so bad.
Yeah,
so bad.
Exactly. I tell people, start a little thing on the side. If you lose a couple bucks, it's okay. I've lost lots of money, and it's hurt. Mm. I've made some decisions that were really... You know, I thought, you know, I was shooting to the moon, and I didn't mortgage my home on it or anything like that, but it hurts to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
I tell my wife though, if I win more than I lose, it's still good. we're still all right. But still, be smart. It's okay to fail. It's good to fail. But put things in place that don't ruin your life, or at least lose your home.
Don't bet the whole farm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's lots of little failures that you make all the time when you run a business. You try something and it doesn't work. Your customers don't respond to a change the way you thought they would. I mean, you just don't give up. Keep working at it. Keep pushing and trying. There's so many times where it was like incredibly frustrating and disheartening, and you want to give up, but if you give up, then what am I going to do? Go get a day job again? Then I'll be back there wishing I was running a business.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think it goes back to passion.
It
does. Passionate about it. And every time you just want to quit, you just remember that why and that passion, and that just keeps you going.
Just push through the hard times.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing, too, about owning your own business is, truthfully, the sky's the limit. You if you have a job... You're kind of boxed into that job and whatever your boss or whatever the management believes you can do. But when you own your own company, the sky is the limit. Yeah, you can fail, but you can succeed as far as you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Or as much as you can. Yeah, you may fail, but you also have no limit to what you can create.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the most exciting thing to me. Just not having anything over the top of my head saying, nope, you're never going to make more than this much salary, and
you're going to do this for my company. Man, if you get an idea when you're in the shower, you could run and go implement that idea right then.
Oh yeah.
I love
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a magical freedom about owning your own business, and when you get to the point where you're making a living off of it, there is just a... And it's hard. I mean, it's not, you know as well as I do, it's not easy all the time. And people say, well, you're your own boss. No, I got lots of bosses. All my clients are
yeah,
my bosses.
Seriously.
I mean, you got 6,400 bosses.
Yeah, that's right.
That hold you accountable.
And when they're upset that something didn't work right, I'm up all night long scrambling to fix it, canceling everything. It's stressful sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But the rewards are so cool. And I think... The fun part about business is the stress makes you enjoy the wins so much more.
Yeah.
You just, oh, man, I got through it. I've done those all-nighters and have freaked out that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose clients. Oh, no, what do I do? But then at the end of the day, I've got everything figured out and the client's happy and whatever. I'm like, wow, man, I did something today.
Yeah, and you know, they say that every crisis is like an opportunity along with the problem. I've really learned that that's true. I'll get customers leaving these terrible reviews because the app didn't work the way they wanted it to, or maybe it was a legitimate problem and whatever. And when I address that head on and talk to them, hey, I'm so sorry, and give them a refund for part of their subscription and fix the problem really well, take good care of them, those become my greatest fans.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to be able to turn that problem into a stepping stone.
Into a super huge positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that grows your company. I mean, people realize when you care and you've got Biz for Good on your side, that you're doing something you're passionate about for the good of the world, yeah. It makes a difference. And people see that. They know that. And when you're right there at them saying, oh, let me fix it, let me take care of it, let me figure out what's going on, they know you care.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, Tyler, you got any more questions, Ryan? What do we got to ask Ryan?
Well,
we're already at. I ask Ryan all the time, but what are we asking Tyler?
I was just going to add that, you know, we're thankful for, you know, creating this app, and people can be accountable, and you're definitely doing business for good. That's why we brought you on, and I think any chance people can steer away from those images that are burning their mind for good, to just move on in their life and heal marriages and help, we appreciate that so much.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I feel real fortunate that I get to work on something like this that if I do a good job makes a big difference for good in people's lives, and if I mess up then it might hurt them. So it's like this big responsibility.
You're accountable. Yeah. You're accountable. Tyler is accountable.
I'm accountable.
That's awesome. So all the places they can get, I know you already said it once, but let's just recap. How do they install it? How do they get it? Can they send an email to you or anything if they have questions? Is there a website? All that good stuff.
Yeah, so everaccountable.com is the website. And if you... you can go get the app on Google Play. We've got links to all the different places. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll have all the major platforms covered. Just go to everaccountable.com and click sign in, sign up, and put Biz for Good as the promo code.
Oh,
and we'll give you the first whole month free.
Oh, oh nice. Wow, awesome! Right on. High five.
Yeah,
cool.
High five.
Thank you,
woo!
Sir. Awesome.
And we'll put the information on our website.
Yeah, just everaccountable.com. It'll walk you through it.
Awesome. Well, Tyler, thank you so much. Thank you for doing Biz for Good.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me. Thanks for what you're doing.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Should we go into our segments?
We should.
Okay. Segments today. Tip of the day. Biz hack.
Da 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 da.
So, none of us do anything alone, right? He's moving the mic. We're getting serious now. He just moved the mic. This is it. Okay, people, come in close. We're going to talk about something very powerful today, and it's called relationships.
Relationships.
We don't get anywhere in this world without the relationships we make. We cannot know, you know, that term, no one is an island, no man is an island. It's so true. The true connections and the real movements and the real creation is all about relationships. So our biz hack, if we want to call it that today, is get out there and make some relationships, some lasting relationships, some strong relationships, some business relationships with respect and honor and courage and love. I know in business we try not to talk about the love thing very much, but in relationships, people know when you love them and when you don't. They know when you're fake. They know when you're not real. So be real and make some relationships out there. Anything to add, Rye?
Yeah, and you can find out more information and read an amazing book called 8 Wisdoms by Bobby Glenn James.
Yes.
It talks about relationships.
Yes.
Or you can go and find other books about relationships.
About relationships. Absolutely. It's super powerful. Yeah, you can check me out on Amazon. Movers and Shakers. Oh, no. We're not doing Movers and Shakers today.
Well, sorry, folks.
We want to do really good with the Movers and Shakers, so we're going to find... So if anybody out there knows some good Movers and Shakers, let us know. Daily Dose of Fun. Oh, yeah. Daily Dose of Fun today. I am going to call the call center and find out about my bill. Ring, ring.
Oh, man, that would be cool if I could get my phone to ring. That would be good. Ring, rings ring. All the time. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Doot, 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 doot. That was me calling the call center.
Ring. Ring. Hello, this is your very famous web person and need to help you, person. How can I help you?
I'm just looking for my bill.
Oh, okay. What kind of bill are you looking for?
For my internet, my bill.
Oh, you want the bill for your internet?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Bobby.
Booby. Oh, very lovely name.
No, I didn't say Booby. I said Bobby.
Oh, sorry. I am so sorry. My name is Peter, and your name is Booby. Okay.
Booby? No, it's not Booby. It's Bobby. Bobby.
Okay, Booby, I have a great internet bill for you. It looks like you bill $100.
$100? How did you look that up just from my first name?
I have lots of boobies, but you're the funny one.
Oh, it's $100. Well, how did you come up with $100?
That is what
I thought. I got the $35 plan.
No, booby. No, booby. It's only $100 for your internet.
It's only, but I thought it was $35. I swear when I signed up, it said $35.
Oh, sorry. $100 for your booby.
$100 for my booby? That's not good. No, can I speak to your supervisor?
Oh, sure. I get Booby over here now.
Your supervisor's name is Booby?
Okay, I get him now. Hello, sir. This is Booby. How can I help you?
Okay. I don't think I can go anymore. Oh, we better jump into the Google Challenge. All right. Google Challenge. What are we typing in? Okay. Safeguarding our loved ones. So let's go right into something super serious. Okay. So today's Google Challenge is safeguarding... our loved ones. Boom! There it is. Safeguarding our loved ones, folks.
Page 3, Google Chat.
Page 3.
Booby.
You're killing me. Aware, not afraid, safeguarding yourself and your loved ones. That's page 3. Let's take a look. Oh, it's a book on Amazon. Aware, not afraid, safeguarding yourself and your loved ones against crime and disasters. Aware, not afraid. We're all aware the world can be a dangerous place, and most indicators point to it only becoming worse. Aware, not afraid is a book about developing street smart awareness and preparedness. It is a guide to help you better understand and combat the threats, both human and natural, that you are likely to encounter during your lifetime. Its intended purpose focuses on enabling you and loved ones to prevent as well as survive and recover from critical life solutions.
Wow.
Situations, sorry. Situation. Not solutions. You're not going to recover from life solutions. You're going to recover from life situations. Well, that's cool. That's good. Awesome. So check that book out. It's looks like it's $9.99 on Kindle and $6.89 on paperback. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, more weird. Expensive. We'll put it on the Facebooker.
Yep. Cool. Twitter. Page 3. Gotta love it.
All right. If you have any suggestions, tips, want to hear more crazy stuff from Daily Dose of Fun, or have a Google Challenge, or a biz hack, know any movers and shakers, you can Twitter, contact us on our Biz for Good page at contactus@bizforgood.com.
Yes, and last but not least, our action item.
Action item of the day today is...
Da-da-da-da, read the script, Ryan.
Get a mentor! Folks, we talked that relationship is the biz hack. And one of the best ways to get a great relationship is to find someone that's been there, done that, that you can get mentorship with. There's plenty of places out there to get free mentors. There's, you know, even if it's a lot of times folks that have some success are willing to give back. And it's not a bad idea if you have money to actually pay for one, because it gets you off your butt and you get to be held even more accountable, since we're going to be talking to Tyler, that this is a perfect segue, that your mentor is there to assist you in being accountable in your business. So, all right, folks.
You have been listening to Biz for Good with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We'll see you next week. Do good.